Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Last week I mentioned that February is the love month for me with all the birthdays in my family and Valentine's Day and this and that. And it's just a wonderful month for me. I just really enjoy it. So today I want to go into actually exploring what is love? Are there different kinds of love? Why is love so important? How does love have an impact on our mental, physical, and financial health? Why do I bring this up now? Does this have anything to do with Valentine's Day? Well, not really, but you can include it. So let me start with the definition of love. I found that a therapist called Susan Pease Gadwa, she's an LCSW, writes, although I'm using one word to describe my feeling toward all these objects, most people understand what I'm saying. I love my husband as my life and romantic partner. I love my sister, well, as a sister. I trust her and share some of my deepest thoughts with her. I love my dog. He opens my heart. I enjoy my work, and warm nights make me feel relaxed and happy. The Greeks had the good sense to break love into four levels. Storge was kinship. Philia was friendship. Eros was sexual and romantic love. And finally, divine love was known as agape. Even in the Greek time, way, way, way back when, they had four different meanings for the word love. And it just depended on what we were choosing, what we were doing, what we were looking for to make the best out of it. So there's also a book written, Five Love Languages, by Gary Chapman. And so love has actually a lot to do with many different things. So why do I want to talk about it? There's another one I want to go into, and it says, love is giving someone the power to destroy you and trusting them not to. There's a thin line between love and hate. The act of caring and giving to someone else, having someone else's best interest and well-being, a priority in your life. To truly love is very selfless act. The most spectacular, indescribable, deep euphoric feeling for someone. Love is an incredibly powerful word. When you're in love, you always want to be together. And when you're not, you're thinking about being together because you need that person, and without them, your life is incomplete. Love is when you can't do anything without thinking about that person, and you always want to be with them. It's not that you want to have sex with them. You just want to spend time with them, and just you want to be with them whenever you can. So there's a difference again. There are so much more. There is one that says lust is the desire for their body, but love is the desire for their soul. Wow, does that make you think? It sure makes me think. Then there is a biblical one that says love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrong, does not gloat over another's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, and its endurance or exuberance. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of all is love. That's in 1 Corinthians 3. I'm not going to go biblical on you, but that one was just listed under the things that I got, and I thought I'm going to share that. Love doesn't just have to do with chemistry. It has to do with acknowledging that the person you're with is beautiful, inside out, outside in, both ways, does not matter. Just acknowledge it. Be there with them and for them. You find, for the man, you find your spouse, your girlfriend, your fiance beautiful, whether she has makeup on or not, whether her hair is pulled back or not, it does not matter. You see a future together. You introduce her to your family, or in her case, you introduce him to the family, and so on and so forth. There are so many things that I have found. It's unbelievable. Love, we think about it, sing about it, dream about it, lose sleep worrying about it. When we don't have it, we search for it. When we discover it, we don't want to do with it. We don't know what to do with it. And when we have it, we fear losing it. It is in the constant source of pleasure and pain that we can't predict which it will be from one moment to the next. It is a short word, easy to spell, difficult to define, and impossible to live without. One more point. Love means risking your life to save theirs. Love is giving them the last piece of cake, no matter how much you want it. Love is giving your whole self and never, can't read this, hooking back. Love is when he remembers things that you forgot about yourself. Love is when he reminds you of all these things. Love is commitment. So you probably have seen all these love things that have been, you know, the love is, there were so many posts quite a few decades ago. I mean, I had them plastered all over the walls. Love is when he looks at you and you see the stars in his eyes and whatnot. Love means so much. One poem that I want to share is called Romantic Love Poetry, 11 Cool Wallpapers. I'm only reading one, and then I'm going to ask you a question about it. It goes, as long as you love me, I'll stay by your side. I'll be your companion, your friend, and your guide. As long as you love me, as long as you care, I'll do anything for you. I'll go anywhere. I'll bring you the sunshine. I'll comfort your fears. I'll gather up rainbows. As long as forever, my love will be true. For as long as you love me, I'll only love you. So my question is this really a love poem with unconditional love, or is this conditional love? Interesting, huh? So for me, I have to say, this is definitely conditional love. As long as, always prefaces everything else. And I personally am not doing too well with conditional love, because that means you always want something in return. And love for me means giving freely. So therefore, I want unconditional love. So who gives you actually unconditional love? In my opinion, it's quite often it's the parents, the grandparents, the spouse, most often the children for a long time till they grow up and then they start thinking differently. So I just want to say about unconditional love. When my mom passed away and my dad a few years later remarried and married my bonus mom, that was so totally amazing because she loves me as her own. She loves me unconditionally, just loves like she loves her own children that she bore. So that is actually what I consider as unconditional love. Yeah, she's definitely, she's been my bonus mom for 63 years, and I couldn't love her more. Because she's always been totally awesome. Also, there are three movies that I want to relate to right now that have to do with love. And I don't know if you've seen them, but if you want to see them online, just click in the search bar, Facing the Giants movie, and then you can go to the trailer or maybe you can download the movie. Facing the Giants actually has to do with a coach who loves his wife with all his heart, but they're having trouble conceiving and having children of their own. And then to top that, it got even much worse when he, the coach, overheard some people having a meeting and talking about him, that he is a lousy coach, that he can never take his team to world championship and blah, blah, blah. Pardon me. And I just go, oh, wow, poor guy. He has to hear what they're thinking. Are they right or are they wrong? So I have to say, they did not know him for who he was. So what did he do? He had to take action. So he was a Christian and he believed in God. He started praying. He started praying for being a good husband, for if it's God's will to be able to sire a child, for him to change his techniques on how to coach his team so he can, with his help, lead them to success, lead them to the world championship, lead them to wins in the games. And lo and behold, this movie has done so much for my husband and myself, because we find, every time we watch it, we find new things that we didn't see the first time. And what touched me the most was there was one student in there who had a terrible relationship with his father because the student thought that his father didn't love him, that his father was all about work, that his father was just a dictator, that his father, you know, and it goes on and on and on. Through his coach teaching them values and love. And again, this is one of the loves that's the pure love, not the sexual love, but just the pure love, unconditional love, out of respect, just because it says respect your elders and whatnot. And because of that, the student started treating his father with more respect. And their relationship turned around. And instead of his father pulling out his son and putting him into a different school so he can be playing with a team that's a winning team, he left him there. And that was so totally amazing because I just can only say it was just so great because the student then made a major difference within his team because he felt like his coach appreciated him and loved him for who he was. He had his father's support, and lo and behold, all together, father, son, coach, team, people who watched the games, all together, they really, really managed to win, and they went to the championship for nationals, I think it was. And that was just amazing, and I'm just giving you the highlights. There's so much more in between. So check out that movie, Facing the Giants. Plug that into the search and put movie behind, and you get the trailer, or you might even be able to download it. Another one that proves that conditional love does not work, but unconditional love is amazing, is called Courageous. That's a movie where one of the sheriffs had to turn in his partner for stealing drugs that were supposed to go in the locker at the sheriff's department. And I just go, oh my gosh, why would he do that? Well, long story short, he was a divorcee, and his ex-wife was not able to provide enough for their son that they had. So he wanted to be a part and a good dad for his son, but didn't make enough money with $26,000 a year as a sheriff at that time. That did not work. I don't know if that number is absolutely correct, but that's what was mentioned in the movie. So he stole drugs and sold them so he had more money so he could actually give his son what he felt like he needed to give his son. Well, intentions, well thought, but actions not approved. I mean, that's not the way to do it. So the sheriff had to turn in his partner after he caught him in action. And that was really tough. And there was even more to that. He lost his 9-year-old daughter. And it was just crazy. It was just so sad because he gave her permission to go to a birthday party and she got killed in a car accident with a drunk driver. She was in the back seat. And this father, the sheriff, blamed himself for everything, yet it wasn't really his fault. He was being a dad, giving his daughter permission to go to a party. But then he learned through forgiveness, through everything else, to go on. He actually gathered some of his other sheriff friends, and they were talking and wondering and asking questions how they could be better fathers. They did not just want to be a good enough father anymore. They wanted to be a great father. One that leaves behind a legacy, one that teaches his child or children value, love, and respect. And so they came up with a resolution, and that was actually the sheriff who lost his daughter and had to turn in his partner, who said he wanted to sign a resolution, and he asked his friends to read it just to see what needed to be improved before he went to share it with the pastor or somebody and before it could be made into a legal document for him. Well, believe it or not, everybody actually signed that resolution. And at that time, his partner was not caught yet with drugs. He too signed the resolution. And that's why the sheriff felt even more strongly about having to turn him in when he had the facts, because he said, we are accountable for one another, with one another, and we need to make sure we're living the best and the most honest lives we can. So that was another really, really good one that showed how tough love is actually needed in some areas to actually start loving the people you're working with or living with or whatnot. And he had changed also, this sheriff changed also his relationship with his son, who felt guilty that he, the son, was not a better brother to his sister who was killed in the car accident. I mean, when something tragic happens, there is so much guilt that surfaces. Whether or not that's needed is not up to me to judge. However, I know for a fact that when we live each and every day to the best of our ability, do our best, give our best, our best, we won't have to have any regrets. We won't have to have any guilt. So we need to learn that right now. And the third movie I want to refer to is called Fireproof. Again, put it in the search engine, put in Fireproof movie. You can watch the trailer or you might be able to download the movie. That has to do, obviously, with fires, firemen. And the chief had a beautiful wife and they were married for a few years. And then suddenly they started kind of parting from each other, living in the same house, but not honing in on each other's needs. They both felt like there were too many chores, too many things to be done, and nobody helps out for anything. He comes home after a long day of work, saving lives, and puts the dirty clothes on the table and says, "Can you take that to the dry cleaners for me?" And she says, "Why don't you do it?" Well, why was she so resentful? You need to watch that movie to see why. Because sometimes we people, we human beings have vices that are more important to us than our spouses. And that definitely sabotages the relationship. So needless to say, she wanted a divorce. And he was crushed. He did not want a divorce. He still loved her with all his heart. He was just perturbed that they had not the most loving relationship anymore, that it was really tough on both of them. So his father talked to him and said, "Son, I'm going to send you a book that I want you to read, and I want you to follow these steps for 40 days, every day, add another step. Do it religiously, regularly, daily. And then if you still feel like you need to sign the divorce papers, sign them, but otherwise, don't." Story short, he started doing it. First he questioned it, and he goes, "Oh, no." And he was supposed to give his wife flowers. He got the cheapest flowers, nothing serious, and her quote-unquote boyfriend from the hospital where she was working gave her 12 roses, red roses, and a beautiful card, and blah, blah, blah. All again, watch for the side notes. Watch for the why did they do what they did? What was in it for them, and how are paybacks? So again, ending is great, but I don't want to share more. I just can tell you that this fireman, the chief, found out that his father wrote the book because his mother did that with his father, who wanted a divorce. And she said, "Give me 40 days. And she did 40 days of actions and 40 days of kindness and stuff, and he wrote it all down, and then he sent it to his son, and his son thought it was his father who did that with his mother. Totally wrong. But he found out at the end that it was his father who was the one who was not being serious, and his father said, "No, son, that was your mother's doing. She did all that. I just wrote it down in my handwriting because I knew you would take it better from me than from her. She loves you so much, son. She prays for you daily. She really is there with you and for you, and she wants you and your wife to be happy." So I had to share this with you because it helped us. We are so happy in our marriage now. We couldn't be any happier. There is not a day that goes by that I'm not grateful for my wife, your mother. So there was another area of forgiveness for the fire chief to his mother to go apologize and say, "I'm sorry, mother, I was so upset with you for treating my father the way you did, when indeed you're the one who treated him right and he's the one who made a mistake. Please forgive me. And so why am I saying those three movies? Why did I mention them? Because they all have to do with a sort of love, tough love, conditional love, unconditional love. And so I just wanted you to see something that might shed some light onto it for you. When you Google the word love, there are so many sites that come up. Oops, that's misspelled. Okay, sites that come up that either define what love is, how to love, poems, lyrics, etc. I don't want to overwhelm you with all those things. I think I shared enough to give you a push to figure this out for yourself. It's not about you. It's about the people around you, how you relate to them, how you love them. Which one of the four loves, the Greek loves, are you using? Just differentiate appropriately. So, yeah, choosing the correct type of love for the best outcome depends on the situation's importance and what's going on. I did put in a link there for a little gift for you where you can find some love. I think it has a lot of different things mentioned. And I added my website to it if you want help in physical, mental, and financial health or balance. I'm here with you. I'm here for you. I will journey with you. And if you want to just be on my show, if you have something to share, or if you just want to make suggestions or have questions, you can also voicemail me or text me at 562-335-4956. And when you leave a precise message, I will respond within 24 to 48 hours. If you want to be on my show, you can text that too. That's fine. And the web for me was denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And for right now, I just want to wish everybody a most happy, wonderful, amazing, loving Valentine's Day. First rest of the week and Valentine's Day, because when we talk, it's going to be past Valentine's Day. So really enjoy each other. Do something with each other, for each other. It does not have to cost a penny. Actions speak louder than words, or actions speak louder than money. So do whatever you can to make a loved one happy. And when you share love, you reap love. And shared joy, shared love is always double the joy or double the love. So with that said, I'm going to close in saying stay happy, healthy, and empowered, and love as much as you can, and accept the love that you receive. If it's tough for you to accept love, look at the four different types and see which pattern it fits. And go to the Greek definition of love and just choose which one is best for you, that you can accept it, that you can embrace it, and that you can love back. With that, again, stay happy, healthy, empowered, and love as much as you can. And I'll talk to you next week.